Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a native of Phoenix, Arizona, calling Brooklyn, New York home these days. That was modern-day jazz bass cat Andrew Schiller with his quintet with the tune Tink Tink off the 2017 CD Tied Together, Not to the Ground. To begin a brand new hour of Jazz Together. Never quite tethered to the ground, that's the way we are around here. And Andrew, he's the same way. He got a master's degree in jazz bass performance from the New England Conservatory of Music and a degree from Arizona State University. He was lucky enough to learn under the likes of Donnie McCaslin, Ralph Alessi, John Clayton, and the great Dave Holland. He began on the bass very early on, and over the years he's worked as both the band leader and sideman in various musical styles. And along with performing and the recordings, he has spent summers running music clinics and festivals abroad and leading classes and ensembles at the ASU Latin Jazz Workshop. And the industry really does dig him. Downbeat has given him some brass, and he was awarded the ASCAP Young Composers Grant in February of 2014. And we caught up with him recently about his life in jazz, and he told me specifically why he loves jazz.
I like that it has so many different branches, so many different niches, and you can love jazz and you can also mix it with any other influence. It's still almost always a really valid form of music that's interesting and colorful. So I just feel that there are so many directions one can go and still fall under the umbrella term jazz.
Great to have Andrew kicking this show off for us. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that really digs the jazz bass, with cats like Bob Bowman and Gerald Spates leading the way, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of bass, bravado, and sound in that jazzy sort of way. And this next cat is a legend, and one that really got Andrew going in the beginning. This is Bassmaster Dave Holland, joined by Carl Berger with the 2008 tune Perfect Love off the CD All Kinds of Time. And let's have a listen to Andrew explain his attraction to Dave's sound.
And then started getting into jazz through, I want to say it was Dave Holland, and I think a lot of that was his music was really complex and still had this kind of rock music element to it, kind of like riff-based ostinatos that I really connected with at the time. Maybe that quintet from the early 2000s, late 90s.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrew Schiller, bassist and composer from Brooklyn, New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the accomplished jazz saxophonist and composer Tim Byrne with the Hugo Cavajales Trio in 2010 with the tune Impala off the CD Nebulosa. And Tim was another huge influence on Andrew. Have a listen to him explain.
I got to see them here in Brooklyn a few months back, and the way that they set things up compositionally and their way of improvising and integrating improvisation into their own playing, it's so seamless the way they go from composed material into improvisation. And that was a very complete performance.
So Tim has composed and performed extensively since the 1980s. And even though he's really been around the scene quite a bit, his mainstream success has been very limited. But that tends to be the way things go in the world of jazz kids. From the mind of bebop and West Coast jazz trumpeter, singer, and even an actor, this is Jack Sheldon. We bring you the tune Playing It Straight as we do the same around here on this hour of music rolling on.
is TK Blue, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with host Joe Domino.
That was a New York City saxophonist, flautist, educator, and a friend of the show, TK Blue, with the tune Infant Eyes off his latest 2017 CD, Amour. And it's an entire album easy on the ears, and it's an homage to the time that he spent and lived in Paris. Very fond memories for him. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, TK talked about a great many things in regards to telling a story through this very album. But he also talked about the collective arts obligation these days. Have a listen.
You know, things might change. And if we can, as artists, through our art, whether it's music, dance, painting, whatever, we can show that there are better things that we can achieve and a better reality than what we see before us, a higher reality of universal love and universal brotherhood that we can bring us all together. And maybe we can bring about a change, you know.
Man, he's a cool cat. From the tenor sax cat right out of Kansas City we go. This is Billy Mitchell with the tune Looking for a Cherry, and his life in jazz was a bowl of them. Next on this tantalizing hour of Neon Jazz.
I know God owns a big confectionery store, and it does a rushing business night and day. Last night I saw him excited, he rushing out his door, and these exactly words I heard him say. Oh, why can't I find a cherry? My banana split. You know without a cherry, a split is not a split. I asked the grocer, he was in my block, and he lost and say I'm out of stock. Where can I find a cherry? My banana split. Where can I find if he knew is why? Hell, I'm looking for one too. Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Can I find a cherry for my banana split? You know without a cherry, a split is not a split. I walked all day in the rain, I even tried on Maiden's Lane, looking for a cherry for my banana split. I even tried on virgin ground, not a cherry could be found. Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Where can I find a cherry for my banana split? You know without a cherry, a split is not a split. I walk around from stand to stand with my banana in my hand, looking for that cherry, my banana split. I met a girl, 16 today, she claimed she just gave hers away. Can I find a cherry, my banana split? Oh, where can I find a cherry, oh, my banana split? You know without a cherry, oh, it's not a split. Last night I heard an old maid sigh. I've got one, but it's old and dry. Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Is cherry's good at any price? But you can't use that same one twice. Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Oh, where can I find a cherry for my banana split? Boys, without a cherry, you know a split is not a split. The only cherry I was told was owned by babies 3 months old. Can I find a cherry for my banana split? Yeah, man. Yes, I know.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the story tenor saxophonist, arranger, and writer out of St. Louis, Missouri, Ernie Wilkins, with the tune Ernie's Blues off the 2006 CD, The Everest Years. He spent a good amount of time with Count Basie and even wrote for Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, and Dizzy Gillespie. And he was the musical director for the albums of Cannonball Adderley, Dinah Washington, Oscar Peterson, and even Buddy Rich. Later in life, he settled in Copenhagen, Denmark, like a lot of musicians, where he would live the rest of his life out creating the almost big band out there so he could write for a band of his own formation. From the voice of the biggest names carrying the traditional New Orleans jazz sound and torch, this is the Great Preservation Hall Jazz Band with the title track off their latest 2017 CD, So It Is. And it really is around here on this Hour of Jazz.
Delphi Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was New York-based pianist, organist, drummer, trumpeter, teacher, and bandleader George Colligan with the tune Catalyst, and he was that off his 2009 CD Ultimatum. Along with solo work, he is in high demand as a sideman. On his own, he has released 24 recordings, and these days he is a member of Jack DeJohnette's new quintet. Joined by the Cassini Club Orchestra, this is a woman called the Force's Sweetheart, or known as English singer of traditional pop, songwriter, and actress Dame Vera Lynn, with the tune I'm in the Mood, and we always are around here on the program.
Hey, this is Diana Hickman from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a singer-pianist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio with Joe Dino.
Thank you.
That was the veteran trumpeter and composer Lester Bowie with the tune Ghosts off his 1982 CD, All the Magic, and he certainly harnessed that over a very long jazz existence. And our final trip into the jazz comes from a duo, clarinetist and Duke Ellington's right-hand horn, Barney Bigard, with another clarinetist, Claude Lutter, with the house pleaser, Double Gin Stomp, off the 1960 LP Swingin' Clarinets, and it was indeed with the twist of lime around here. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man as refreshing as a gin and tonic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us, let us know what's going on. We love you out there. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.